Well, today, January 6th, is one of the newest saint feast days added to the church by Blessed John Paul II, and it is the feast day of Brother André, Blessed André Bessette of Montreal. I'm sure many of you have heard of him. I'm sure some of you have been there to Montreal to see the magnificent church that he helped to build, and he was called the miracle worker of Montreal, this humble lay brother, born in 1845, on the outskirts of Montreal. He was the sixth of 10 children. His father was a carpenter. Maybe that's why he had such great devotion to St. Joseph, since his father was a carpenter as well. At the age of 9, his father was killed in a lumbering accident. His mother died 3 years later. So at the age of 12, he was sent off to live with his aunt and uncle. From the time of his birth, though, he had poor health. They did not know if he would survive his infancy. He was baptized at birth by the midwife. During his childhood, he received very little formal education. He was almost illiterate. And he worked first as a blacksmith. Then he worked in other odd jobs as well. Shoemaking, tried banking. But then at the age of 25, he had this great desire to become a priest or a brother. And so he showed up at the Congregation of the Holy Cross. But because of his frail health, they figured, well, maybe they would allow him to give it a try. And so he became a lay brother. The only books he had were the Gospels. And he learned his faith by listening to sermons, listening to homilies. And he would remain there until his death at the age of 92. And most of the time, he spent as the doorman, as the porter of the college there in Montreal. His other time was spent washing floors and the windows, cleaning the lamps, carrying firewood, and doing the laundry, just the normal, everyday odd jobs that a servant would do. He once joked that, "When I entered, the superior showed me the door, and I stayed there for 40 years." His great devotions, of course, were Jesus and the Most Blessed Sacrament. He spent hours of prayer every night in the chapel. He had a great devotion to the Passion of Christ. He said that meditating on the Passion was one of the most important things we could do for our spiritual life. Meditating upon the scourging and the crowning with thorns and the carrying of the cross. He said the Passion was the supreme act of God's love for us. He also said if we knew the value of suffering, we would never waste it. We would unite it and offer it up to the Passion of Christ. Regarding the Holy Eucharist, he encouraged people to receive frequent Holy Communion. He said if you ate only one meal a week, how could you survive? It is the same for your soul. Nourish it with the Blessed Sacrament every day. And of course, his third greatest love, besides the Holy Eucharist and the Passion, and of course our Blessed Mother, was Our Lady's spouse, St. Joseph. Brother André had this incredible devotion to St. Joseph, and he would dream and have this vision that one day he would help to build a church on this highest part of Montreal, on Mount Royal. And so they began to collect donations. They built a small chapel about this size. And later on, a bigger church. And if you go there today, it's probably the biggest church in all of Canada, the Basilica of St. Joseph in Montreal. After this was accomplished, people began to give him praise. And he said, "I am nothing. God chose me because I was the most ignorant one." He said, "If there was anyone more ignorant than I, God would have chosen him to do it." That was his humble attitude. Well, thousands of people would come up each month to visit Brother André, this holy porter of Montreal, the miracle worker. He would pray with people. He would bless them with the oil of St. Joseph, which is sacramental oil. He would pray for them, and thousands of people were cured. He never attributed to himself, of course. It was always St. Joseph. St. Joseph, his intercession. He was always leading people to Joseph, of course, who would then lead people to Christ. So thousands of people came to him for guidance, counsel, direction, advice. People from hospitals and the sick were brought to him to be blessed. And sometimes he would lose his temper. Sometimes people would leave crying because he wasn't as patient with them as he should have been. And when they left, he would apologize and say, well, at least they see that I'm nothing but a poor sinner. So he was sorry for his quick temper. So it took 50 years to complete this shrine. It is the highest point in all of Montreal, 500 feet above the street. He died at the age of 92. Imagine that, a little baby that almost didn't survive infancy lived to be 91 years of age. Reminds me of that person who, when he would turn 98, they asked him, do you have any thoughts about turning 98? He said, yeah, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of my health. So here he was, 91 years old, and people said, how did you live so long? And he said, this is the secret. He says, I ate as little as possible, and I worked as hard as possible. What a neat philosophy. So temperance and moderation in food and drink, and then zeal, hard work, and doing, having a mission, having a goal, having something, a great thing that God wants you to do. At his death, 1 million people climbed the mountain to St. Joseph's Oratory during the 7 days that he was lying in state. He was beatified in 1982. So what a remarkable saint. You know, during his life, he received 80,000 letters each year asking for prayers and for advice. So again, this humble lay brother of Montreal, if you ever have a chance to go there, it is a magnificent basilica. And then you can see the chapel where, and the room where he lived, his desk, his table, his bed. You see, it's very simple, very humble. So you can go there and pick up some of the St. Joseph sacramental oil or holy water from this shrine. He is, of course, a great saint. And when you walk in the doors, you see hundreds of crutches that were left there from people that were cured. So we pray today, Blessed Andre of Montreal, pray for us.